Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making one of those classic jungle and drum and bass low ends. Not just a clean sine wave, but a sub that actually moves with the break. You're going to build an amen style pitching sub, then add warm tape style grit in a way that stays mono, tight, and mix safe, all inside Ableton Live 12, using only stock devices. Before we touch anything, here's the idea to keep in your head. The best amen style sub doesn't sound like an obvious special effect. It should feel like the break just got heavier, like the bass note has a little hump at the front that locks to the drums. All right, let's set up. Set your tempo to a drum and bass range, 170 to 174 BPM. I'll go with 172. Now create three tracks, one audio track called Break and one MIDI track called SUB. If you want, you can create another MIDI track called SUB Grit, but we're actually going to do the grit as a parallel chain in a rack. So one MIDI track is enough. Drop an amen loop or any breakbeat onto the break track. If you don't have a real amen, don't stress. The technique works with any break. We're focusing on groove behavior. Now on your SUB MIDI track, load a synth. Use drift or operator. I'll describe both quickly, pick whichever you have open already. If you're using drift, set your oscillator to sine for a pure sub. If you want a little more audibility later, triangle is a great option too, but start with sine. Make sure it's mono, one voice, no fancy unison. If you're using operator, choose an algorithm that's just oscillator-y only. Set osca to a sine wave, one voice, no modulation. Right after the instrument, drop utility. Set the width to 0% or turn on bass mono. This is your mono discipline moment. Low end in stereo is one of the fastest ways to get a wobbly, unfocused mix. Good. Now let's write a simple, very usable amen style sub pattern. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on the SUB track and loop it. Set your key center to a minor for the example. Classic jungle territory. Here's a starting pattern you can copy by ear. Start with A1 and hold it for half a bar. Then hit G1 for an eighth note, then A1 for another eighth note, and finish with E1 for a quarter note. The important part isn't that exact sequence. The important part is the feel. You don't want it only landing on the obvious downbeats every time. Let it answer the kick and snare accents. Keep velocity pretty consistent for now. With subs, timing and pitch shape do most of the talking. Now we're at the main event, the amen style pitch movement. You've heard it in old jungle records, that little drop at the start of the note, like the bass is beating triggered from a sampler and it kind of bends into place. We'll do it in a controlled, beginner-friendly way first, using a pitch envelope inside the synth. In drift, look for the modulation and envelope area, and assign an envelope to oscillator pitch. Or use the pitch envelope if drift presents it directly. Set attack to 0, sustain to 0, release basically 0 or very short, and set decay somewhere around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Start at about 120 milliseconds. Now set the amount. Start with minus 12 semitones. That's a 1-octave dip. Play your loop. Listen for what you want. Each note should start with a tiny impact and then settle. If it sounds like a sci-fi laser dive, your decay is too long, or your amount is too deep. If you're an operator, go to pitch env, turn it on, set amount to minus 12 semitones, attack to 0, and decay around 120 milliseconds. Now, quick coach note, tune your pitch dip to your monitoring and to the key. If your bass is A1, that fundamental is 55 Hz. If you dip too far down, you're briefly heading into A0 territory, which can be awesome on a big system, but on smaller speakers it can feel like the bass disappears for an instant. So if you're on headphones or small monitors, try minus 7 semitones or even minus 5 instead of minus 12. You'll still feel the movement without losing audibility. Let's add a second layer of expression, optional but very authentic. Clip pitch bends. Open the MIDI clip. Go to the envelopes section, choose MIDI control, then pitch bend. Now draw a tiny dip right at the start of one or two notes. Keep it subtle. You don't need extreme values. The move is, dip down quickly, then return to zero within about 80 to 150 milliseconds. Here's a great trick from the performed approach. Don't give every note the same dip depth. Choose one or two anchor notes that have a small dip, so they feel stable, and choose one pickup or fill note that gets a deeper dip, so it speaks like a drummer doing a little fill. That call and response is where the groove starts feeling alive. And if you want extra attitude later, there's a classic two-stage move, a tiny upward blip, like plus 1 to plus 3 semitones for just 10 to 20 milliseconds, then immediately the normal downward dip. It reads like gritty sampler behavior without adding distortion. But keep it as a spice, not the whole meal. Cool. Now we've got movement. Next, we make it warm and readable, like tapish grit, without destroying the fundamental. We're going to do this in parallel, which is the key to keeping the sub strong. Group your effects into an audio effect rack. So after your instrument, add audio effect rack, then open the chain list and create two chains. Name one clean sub and the other tape grit. On the clean sub chain, put EQ8. Just gently filter it so it stays pure and doesn't creep up into low mids too much. A simple move is a low pass or high cut somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz. We're keeping the clean chain as the true sub anchor. After that, add utility and confirm width is still 0%. If you want a touch of headroom, pull the chain down by about 1 dB, but don't overthink it yet. Now on the tape grit chain, we'll build the warmth. First, EQ8 before saturation. Put a high pass at 30 Hz, steep, like 24 dB per octave. This keeps extreme sub energy from smashing the saturator in a way that makes the low end lumpy. Then put a low pass around 300 to 600 Hz. We want low mid harmonics, not fizzy stuff fighting the break. Optional but really effective, a tiny bell boost before saturation around 120 to 180 Hz, maybe plus 2 to plus 4 dB, with a medium wide Q. This is like pre-emphasis. You're telling the saturator, generate harmonics in the range small speakers can actually reproduce. You can always tame it later. Next, add saturator. Choose soft sine or analog clip for a tapish vibe. Turn on soft clip. Set drive somewhere around plus 3 to plus 8 dB. Tart at plus 4. Then level match. This is huge. Louder will trick you into thinking it sounds better. So toggle bypass and adjust the output so the level feels the same on and off. After saturator, add drum bus. Set drive low, like 2 to 8%. Crunch super low, like 0 to 10%, just a whisper. Use damp around 10 to 30% to keep it from getting harsh. Usually turn boom off on sublayers, because it can get out of control fast. If you do use boom, keep it subtle and tune it to your key. Optionally add glue compressor, just to stabilize the grit. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release auto and aim for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is not about smashing, it's about keeping the harmonic layer consistent. Then add utility at the end of the grit chain and set width to 0% again. Even if you add something like chorus ensemble for a tiny tape wobble later, you always collapse back to mono afterward. That wobble trick, by the way, is microscopic, a very slow rate like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, very low amount, just to make harmonics feel a little unstable like tape. If you hear it as modulation, it's way too much. Now blend the chains. Start with the tape grit chain volume at around minus 12 dB. Play the break and bass together. Slowly bring grit up until you feel the bass become more readable, especially on quieter listening. Often minus 12 to minus 6 dB is the sweet zone. The moment you start hearing obvious fuzz, back it down a little. Quick check with spectrum, just once. Drop spectrum after the rack temporarily. You want to see the fundamental, like 55 Hz for a, staying the tallest peak in the clean behavior. And you want the grit chain to create a supportive bump in the 100 to 200 Hz area, without that bump becoming the loudest part of the sound. Then remove spectrum and go back to your ears. Also, check your break. A lot of breaks have weird stereo low end. If the break is eating the subspace, put utility on the break track and use bass mono, or use EQ8 to high pass the break somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. Let your sub own the actual sub. Now we lock it to the groove with sidechain and micro timing. Add a compressor after the rack on the sub track. Turn on sidechain. Feed it from your kick track if you have one. If your drums are just the break, sidechain from the break track. Set attack to 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Ratio 4 to 1. And lower the threshold until you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on hits. Here's the field tip. Set the release so the bass returns just after the kick transient, not exactly snap to the next grid line. When it breathes with the break's kick pattern, it glues automatically. And timing matters. If the bass feels like it's tripping over the break, try nudging a couple bass notes slightly late, literally 1 to 5 milliseconds. Tiny changes. Or use the groove pool with something like MPC 16 swing, but keep it subtle. Timing amount around 10 to 20%. We're not making it sloppy, we're making it roll. Now let's build an 8-bar phrase so it feels like music, not a loop. Bars 1 and 2. Keep it simple. Mostly your bass pattern. Shallow pitch dips. Bars 3 and 4. Add a variation. Maybe a pickup note right before the snare. Bars 5 and 6. Increase the pitch movement slightly. either a bit more pitch envelope amount or a slightly quicker bend on one hit. Bars 7 and 8, do a turnaround, something like E1 to G1 to A1, or a little descending fill. A classic jungle trick, leave a tiny gap before a big snare hit. Even a 16th note space can make the break feel louder without turning it up. Let's cover the common mistakes so you can self-diagnose fast. If the sub loses weight, you're probably saturating the fundamental too much. Reduce saturator drive, or high-pass the grit chain a little higher, or lower the grit chain volume. Remember, the clean chain is your anchor. If your low end feels wide or inconsistent, something is in stereo. Keep both chains mono, and check the breaks low end too. If the pitch envelope sounds like a long dive, shorten the decay. The amen sub move is quick and percussive, not a sound effect. A side chain makes the sub vanish. Ease the threshold or shorten the release. And always level match when you add saturation. Your brain loves louder, even when it's worse. Now, a quick 15-minute practice to lock this in. Make two versions of your bass. Version 1. Pitch envelope amount minus 12 semitones. Decay 120 milliseconds. Saturator drive plus 4 dB. Version 2. Pitch envelope amount minus 24 semitones. Decay 80 milliseconds. Saturator drive plus 7 dB. A slash B them with a break.